Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Hello. I think we're going to start a little early today because I just wanted to just go ahead and jump right into some things. I'm going to go live on this motherfucker. We don't promote those who don't promote us. We don't promote those who don't support us. We don't promote those that watch the video. Been original at doing this from the beginning.
We have similar aesthetics, but we have two totally different styles.
All right, let's see. Let's try this. Let's try this real quick. All right, boom. Broadcast. No, let's do this. Facebook. Yeah, I want to come in on it. I want to comment on it. Okay, maybe this is too loud. All right, hold on, y'all, hold on. We might have to bring that back. I'm feeling like it was a little delayed. See, no, we're going to have to bring that back. We're going to have to bring it back. I'm going to have to bring it back. Hold on. We're going to bring that back. Yes, we're going to bring that back. If you're on Facebook, I'm just doing YouTube. We're going to bring that back. Hold on. We're going to have to bring that back. It was a lot happening. I see you guys on the air. Hold on. I'm going to have to bring it all the way back. Let me restart. All right, so we're going to see how this goes, okay? We're going to see how this goes. We're going to see how this goes. We're going to see how this goes. Let's try this one more time. Oh. Hello. I think we're back. I think we're back. I think we're back. I think we're back. I'm hoping so. I don't see nobody in here yet. Uh-oh. All right. I sure hate when YouTube does this BS, bro. I swear, I sure hate this because I know people are probably looking like, where is the chat? Why is the stream saying offline? This is ridiculous. Hold on. Now I'm up here looking crazy. All right. So this happened today. It messed up. So you guys will find your way here eventually, okay? I'm not really sure what actually happened, so we might have to just kind of bring it back from the beginning. I don't know if you actually seen the intro. Hopefully my mouth is moving. Is my mouth moving with the sound? I don't know. YouTube is having a glitch, so I'm sorry if you guys are watching the replay and this seems like a little bit off, but I literally tell you this happens every Monday. But we're going to bring it back just for those that may or may not have seen it, okay? We're going to bring it back. Because we back. Hopefully this shit is not messing up. Hello. Okay, y'all, we're just going to make it a brief. All right. I just want to make sure that we was back in the place to be. Ciao. YouTube was playing with me. They messed up my mojo. Ciao, they messed up my whole mojo. I was in a mood. I was in a whole mood. All right, so y'all here? Okay, good. So am I good? I'm sorry. Oh, I feel so bad for having to like do this like this. I feel like my line is off. But however, one more technical thing. If this light goes off, it's not my line. It's just this light is just giving some shows today. So I'm having like a technical day today. I don't know. It's like they're doing like this outage in my area. So everything is just like glitching. I don't know what it is. So, all right, y'all. The reason why we're here. All right. So if you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. And if you're new, welcome and hello. All right. So, well, I want to get into this Cardi B thing. Fat Joe, I actually like the video. Love the video. Actually, first of all, I want to just go ahead and jump right into it. I love the song. When the song first came out, like the Yes song, when it came out, listen, whenever Cardi B drops something, whenever Nicki Minaj, any female rapper that I'm into, they drop something, I'm listening to it. Whether I like them or love them or love to hate them, I'm listening. Cardi B is one of those people that I like to listen to. I enjoy, you know, critiquing her in whether good or bad. She's entertaining to me. So she's on my list of, you know, celebrities that I like to talk about, period. I like her. I never said I didn't like her, okay? Now, I may not have agreed with her come up and some of the things that she does and the biases that the industry has put against her, put with her and Nicki Minaj, but as a person, I don't dislike Cardi B, okay? And as a musician, I don't dislike Cardi B, but there's just certain things about her musical career that I feel as though is not fair. However, the Fat Joe record, I like the Fat Joe record. I liked the Fat Joe record before, like even before there was a video, I liked the Fat Joe record. Okay. I like the beat. It makes me want to twerk. It makes me want to dance. I used to be a dancer. Any beat that feeds me in my soul, I like it. I like music. Because, you know, I'm a Nicki Minaj fan does not mean that I cannot like something else that an opposer does. I don't hate Cardi B. I just like Nicki Minaj more. However, this particular record featuring Cardi B was a good record. I actually feel like this was definitely better than, you know, the stuff that Fat Joe has tried to do with Remy Ma. Now, the Spanish guy at the end, you know, I'm not really, really into him because, you know, I don't speak Spanish. I don't know what he's saying, so I can't really jive to shit. I don't know what they're saying. And, well, before we get into that, what I want to go into about this Cardi B situation, because a lot of people I see you guys are like hating and dragging her. Let me give you guys my position on this before I go so far deep into the record. I am a personality. I am a media personality. I am an influencer. I am a shifter and a mover of the culture. You get what I'm saying? Like, I am so much more than just a YouTuber. Like, I really aspire to, you know, have a voice of the culture and, you know, and really give my opinion out there. And what started me doing this is because there were so many voices of the culture that was not saying the things that I wanted them to say, or I think they should have been saying because whatever deals that they had going on contractually. So then I started just getting on here, saying what I wanted to say and saying what, you know, felt was right. Okay. And so some people may have taken it as this, I hate it. This one particular person, hell, even Cardi B take it as I hated her. And some people take it as like, oh, I'm a stand for Nicki Minaj, which I probably am, and I'm okay with that. However, with that, I know there's other YouTubers and other YouTube channels that talk Cardi B and talk other celebrities, and typically their job, the premise of their channel is to literally be negative, just you know, just talk about, you know, just bash. It's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with them, but that's not me. Okay. I'm not like, for me, I'm a little bit more critically inclined. I try to, you know, my taste is different. The way I move is different. My end goal is different. You know what I'm saying? So not to say one is better than the other. It's just, I'm not going to sit up here and if I like a record that she does and I like music, I'm not going to sit up here and try to find everything wrong with the record. I'm not a hater. You get what I'm saying? And so in order to have credibility and in order for people to respect your opinion, you have to be able to, you know, give people that you may not be the biggest fans of their just dues. You get what I'm saying? Everybody that I like, everything that I do is not going to be perfect and it's not going to be great. So I can't pretend that somebody on the opposing side never has a good day because that's just not realistic. You get what I'm saying? So for those people who are looking for, you know, leveled out commentary, for those people that are looking out for objective opinions and, you know, and somebody that's going to keep it 100% real and, you know, build their credibility, then this is the place for you. If you just want me to bash Cardi B because her name is Cardi B and you don't like her and you like another artist, then this is probably not the channel for you. There's plenty of channels that just only do negative stuff. You know what I mean? I'm not into that. Okay. My thing is this. I like this record. She stepped it up. We have to give credit where credit is due. I'm not a hater, and I'm not jealous. You get what I'm saying? So I can tell somebody, hey, listen, I don't really rock with you all the way like that, but you did your thing on this record, and I like this record. Just like I say, there's a Afro-Latina agenda being pushed. However, this is a song with all Afro-Latinos, and I like the record. Do I agree with the necessary, like, you know, them changing the face of hip hop? No, but am I going to pretend that I don't like the song? No, I'm not no hater. You get what I'm saying? So I'm going to just be real. If I'm going to talk about it, I'm going to talk about it. So in the video, I liked her attitude. Now, did it give me a little remnants of Nicki Minaj, the Motorsport with the, you know, the white or the crystal, the gold, whatever, the diamond room or whatever that was? Yeah, but we've known that Cardi B is like mimicking Nicki Minaj. That's at this point where we all know that that's what she's doing. And it is what it is, you know. Nicki Minaj borrowed things from Kim. It just goes on down. We know that's what she's doing. That's not a secret anymore. However, I felt like in this video, she stepped up her presence a little bit more. This is the first time I would have believed that Cardi B has ever been a stripper. Because it looked like she moved on the beat. She looked like she was actually moving a booty, and the booty was actually moving, and it was moving like a stripper would move the booty. Any other time I've seen Cardi dance, I'm always asking myself, like, she was a stripper? Are you sure? I always find myself questioning myself, like, I can't believe that she was a stripper. But in the video, I felt like the mood was there. Like, the confidence was there. She had the attitude. Like, she did good. Like, she looked good, and she was, like, she was in her element. She did good. I like the song. The song's a banger. I like the song. Now, for some reason, the song is not sticking. But I think that's more because of Fat Joe. People don't like Fat Joe, and I think they should have took the Spanish off. Maybe because, you know, Fat Joe has tried to get something to stick forever. He even used Remy Ma when she first came out. Isn't that funny that Remy Ma was supposed to have an album out? Mind you, Remy Ma done got signed to Capitol Records and all these different big things. And Remy Ma's album still ain't came out. But Fat Joe, when she came out, Fat Joe did a joint album with her. Fat Joe is trash. Fat Joe's an opportunist if I ever seen one. Yeah, because he will make you do a simultaneous project with him, or he'll just get you on a record. But the thing is, the records are not hitting for Fat Joe. I mean, it's the beat is good. The song is there. Had it been a different artist, maybe the record probably would hit a little harder. But I just don't think that you guys are into a Fat Joe record featuring Cardi B. You know what I mean? You can't just go pull Cardi B on a record and just think the record is going to go. See, that's what a lot of people try to do. Okay, let's get a big name on it and let's think it's going to go. Yeah, that may work in certain instances. But in this particular case, I don't feel like that's working for the record. So yeah, the record probably is still going to flop. However, it doesn't change the fact that I like the record. It doesn't change the fact that I like the record, people. And the thing is this, you guys, in order to really have your opinion matter, and in order to really, you know, be somebody with a respected opinion, you got to be honest. You got to be honest. You have to be honest and say, you know, when you like something, you like it. Now, for those of you guys that don't like the record, you can say you don't like the record. I mean, you may not like Cardi B, and that's fine. You know what I mean? However, when I seen the video, I'm like, okay, bitch, like, come on. Let's go. Okay, I'm here for it. Okay, you know, let's get into the sport. Like, let's make it hot. Like, come on. Really, really make it hot, because now that's going to push Nicki and everybody else. Like, come on, let's step the game. Let's raise the bar. Period. See, here's the situation with a lot of the fans and stuff. A lot of fans only want you to be biased and only talk about, you know, your favorite. And that just makes you just look like a stand-in. It makes you look like you have no credibility in your opinion, because it makes it look like everything you say that's, you know, everything that's opposite of who you support, you don't like. And that's not true. You know what I mean? That's not true. So you have to be able to give credit where credit is due. That's all I'm saying. So, I mean, that's that on that for the most part. I'm about to take some calls. But listen, we're not going to get away in this, we're going to take some calls. But listen, we've been kind of getting away from the rules in the chat. So this is kind of a light live. We won't be on here all day because we've got to do some other lives today. However, when we get into the chats, we're not going to try to curse too much. You know what I mean? We're gonna refrain from that. We're not going to be too nasty. You know what I mean? We have to be respectful to a certain degree. Also, we do not promote. We're not, this is not the place where the phone lines that you promote. Okay. The only promotion that we give on this channel out loud is regarding channels is to the Star Report. Because the Star Report promotes us. Okay, so we like who likes us. We shout out who shouts out us, period. Okay, so if y'all get on here getting reckless, cursing, and just doing shout outs and stuff like that, I'm hanging up because, you know, we've been getting away from the rules. All right. Dominique James says, hey, Armand, this is why I love you representing our culture. You never straddle the fence. Thank you. All right, so let's take some callers. Child, y'all is blowing it up. And I knew it. That's why I said, let's get into these things. Okay. Oh, and stay on topic. 217-1703, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. It's the outspoken one again.
Hey, first, what's going on?
I just wanted to thank you. I don't know if you've seen my Instagram story.
No, stay on topic. Stay on topic. Yeah, we're not talking about your Instagram right now.
But anyway, I just wanted to say this about Cardi B. I don't like her. I'm sorry. I've tried. I don't like her because she does not come from the background of talent. She comes from the background of Instagram, which led to her being on TV, which led her to being to where she is today. I mean, Nicki Minaj comes from that background of talent. Like, she worked her way up to where she is today. And I feel like people have given her such a hard time. And now that, you know, she's not as popular as she was back in the day, they're just letting Cardi B come in so easily. And I can't stand it. I'm like, there's no talent there. There's none. It's not, and it makes me sick. However,
okay,
the song, it was okay. It was an okay Latin song. I don't consider it hip-hop. I consider it like more of a Latin pop song to me, but it was all right. It's just, it wasn't for me. She's not for me. I'm sorry. I'll never.
Yeah, and you know what? It is okay. It's okay that she's not for you, and she's not for everybody. She's not really necessarily for me, but I like the sport of performance and elements and competition. So for me, I got turned up like, okay, I like the song. And then when I seen her doing the dancing, like for me, it's more than just, oh, it's Cardi B. You know, I don't like Cardi B. Like, I can take myself out of that and be like, okay, well, let me listen to it. Do I like this song? You know what I mean? And I do like the song. You get what I'm saying? And so what does she present visually in the song? And I got to give the girl her credit. Like, she came with it. She looked nice.
Now, I have a question for you. You don't think this video is like basically a reflection of the Money video?
No. I you know what I think maybe have took
like
me
with her
on
part.
This? Well, I feel like she was probably – this is probably one of the best she's looked in the video as far as her solo part. I hated the way she looked with the three of them. But if that was the hair piece I didn't like. But I think the booty got me. The booty looked good. The twerking got me up. Like, it was moving. Like, it looked like she used to be a stripper. You get what I'm saying? And to me, this is a song that plays in the strip club. But any other time I see Cardi B dancing, in my mind, I'm always like, girl, she cannot dance. So I think this is the first time I felt like she caught the beat. Yeah.
Now, I got a question for you. Cardi B said she was a stripper, but every time she moves, she's off beat. Now, you know exactly how I look, but I can dance. And I'm like, if for her to be a stripper, she does not have any rhythm. Like, I can twerk. I can do it all. I'm going to do a video and twerk. And I'm going to let you post it on your –
Okay.
You post it.
Thank you. Getting off topic. There you go. All right, let's go. 770-5643. You're live on the air.
Armand. Hello?
Yes.
I'm very disappointed in you.
Okay.
The reason I'm very disappointed is because it's reasons like this why a lot of people end up being confused and then they forget about things, because when something like this happens, when videos come out, we tend to forget about things that happened 2 days ago. And so I felt like on Friday you were steering a very positive conversation in regards to the problematic things that she has done and it wasn't addressed. But then Monday we're excited about some cheesy flop video premiere. I just felt like I think that you are very intelligent, obviously. I think that you run your talent, your channel great. But I think that to be kind of like, I know how you said that different YouTubers, they listen, you know, they may seem biased or whatever, but I think that they're actually just being true to what they really stand behind. I think Friday when you started that conversation about her being problematic, I thought that that was a great stride, because a lot of people don't like, and you listen to Impressive. I'm sorry to mention that.
See,
but when you listen to different blogs,
see?
Wait, I apologize. Right, but I apologize, but you can tell that they have an agenda. How can you be a black woman on a blog and not address somebody's problematic? And then it's just like, look, I'm a business owner too, so I don't want
okay,
to
so hold
tell
on.
You
so
what
let me,
to do
let
with
me
your
tell
channel.
You. No, listen, I understand where you're coming from. However, we have to be clear on this. I am not, see, a lot of channels, and see, I don't want to make this about channels, but a lot of people, I'd like to talk about music. You know what I mean? So music is embedded in me. The whole premises of my show, of my being, is music. I've released music. I've had a music show on this channel. Primarily, like, I talk about artists. I don't really talk about, you know, housewives and, you know, things like that. I really mainly talk about music, and then I talk about, like, certain radio people that I like. That's because that's what I'm into. Okay, that's number one. However, there are some things that happen in the culture with artists that we'll talk about that are problematic, and whether it's good or bad, so we'll address those things too. But you cannot, what she did is in her response with Access Hollywood, that was trash. That was something that she did on a personal thing in her interview. She's an artist. Now we're talking about music today. That has nothing to do with necessarily the music piece of it. I like this song. I like the video. It is what it is. No one is saying, because I like this video, let's ignore her behavior when she gets upset, because what she said was still wrong. Just because she put out a song I like does not, or a video that I like, does not mean that she gets a pass for what she's done. But here, I don't just sit there and try to rag on the negativity. That's very low vibrational, in my opinion. However, so if I like a song because I am musically inclined, music gets me up, music gets me through the day, I'm going to talk about that as well. Now, go ahead.
All right. And I could completely understand that. I do get that completely. But I think, you know what my thing is? I just think, and that's, again, it's hard for me to say something like that to you because you own your page and you do your own thing. So I feel strange saying, like, I think it's too soon. But I personally do think it's too soon, because I feel like, you know, you dropped, we got two videos over the weekend after this whole, after all these shenanigans. And people are still talking about it because those videos flop. Ain't nobody talking about these two videos. She just came out with two videos within 2 days. It didn't push away to where people is not talking about it. So I just feel like with you, with your channel, you don't think that makes you look a little, I don't think it makes you look crazy, but it just makes it look like, okay, so it's a kind of wishy-washy. It's kind of like,
no,
you know what
it doesn't. No, now, and see, to it, me, it may make you, you may call into another channel and you may have that discussion, but for me, it doesn't make me wishy-washy one way or another, because for me, it makes me understand I can separate the two. You know what I mean? We can talk about this Friday. Right, but my thing is this. So am I supposed to sit on here for 3 hours every day and bash Cardi B. Like,
no.
To me, that's not what I'm into. Like, to be honest with you, I put way too much time, effort, and spend too much money on my equipment to be sitting here bashing bitch for 3 hours on some shit that we already know. Like, let's move on. You get what I'm saying? Like, I said what I said that day. You know what I mean? Now, it's Monday. Here
so,
we are.
But Armand, before I get off the phone, you don't think that this is important that to what a lot of people talk about? Friday, we're on something problematic, and today we're praising a video release. Like, for what?
This is not why people are confused. People are confused because people are want to be. First of all, I think maybe people are confused because, like I said, there's a difference. Okay, so we talk about music here. Now, you probably will go to a channel that maybe doesn't talk about music. So then you won't get that. You know what I mean? That, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to talk about music. I'm not going to bring up her AIDS comments in talking about music. It just doesn't make sense.
You stand behind that 100%? You stand behind that 100%? So I'm asking you, on Friday, listen, on Friday, I was on this phone with you, and you was like, where is GLAAD at? Where are all these people? So I'm telling you, if I was an artist and you made a video about me on Friday and then you were praising my video on Monday, I would feel a little slighted still, because I would feel like now you're praising my video, but you just said that I was problematic the other day. Like, that's what I'm saying.
You
it doesn't make
be a problematic. It, you can. You I, listen, we're going to have to agree to disagree, and I understand you may not agree with me. However, it's still that's like me saying I said all that about her. Now, how fake would this be? You know what I mean? I said all that about her on Friday. This video come out or this song come out. So would it have been better if I just liked the song in private? Because it's still not going to change the fact that I like the song. Like, because of what she said does not change that I like the song. You
but
get what
being
I'm saying?
That you
like,
dropped, right? But being that you dropped that video on Friday, are you gonna ever? Are you ever gonna circle back around to if any of those people ever addressed her, or does that matter anymore? That's the bigger picture. Does it even matter anymore to you?
What that she said. Well, you know what? Maybe we need to get to that at a later time. Right now, we're talking about the video. You see what I'm saying? But right now, we're talking about the video. I mean,
I understand.
You're not going to be able to change. If I felt this way about it, I still feel this way about it, but it's not going to change the fact that I like the song. That's just like
I just think
Chris
it's
Brown.
Questionable.
Hey, and you can question it to your heart's content. You get
I
what
want
I'm
you
saying?
To think, when you get off of this broadcast tonight,
I don't
when
have
you
to
by yourself, I want you
to think
about
it.
It makes it look a little fake.
People do fake stuff all the time. You get what I'm saying? I talk to fake people on the phone every single day. So if that's how you feel, I'm glad. Like, great, beautiful. You know what I mean?
No,
people, listen,
but it's a little hurt. It's a little hurtful to people who I bet who just like felt like you had a real message, and then it's just like you came with this, and it's kind of left field. It's confusing.
Yeah. You know, this channel is not for everybody. It's really not. It's definitely not for everybody. Thank you.
You have a great day, my brother.
You have a fabulous day. Bye. It's not for everybody. You get what I'm saying? And it is what it is. Y'all not going to make me hate music because y'all don't like Cardi B, period. It's just not going to happen. All right. 313-3482.
How you doing today?
Yes. I'm doing good.
So this whole...
Oh, sorry. That just hung up. Call back, caller.
Okay. 978-9025.
I thought that was that girl that be calling in trying to talk about she get the channel shut down. Yeah, what's going on?
I am so proud of you because you can separate how you feel personally about someone and just judge their music. It's unfortunate that people want you to continue to bash Cardi, but I'm proud of you, Armand, because you can separate and show that you're just about the music. If someone makes a hot song, I'm going to say the song is hot. It doesn't matter if it's Lil' Kim, if it's Cardi B, if the song is hot, you're going to say the song is hot. And I'm proud of you for just doing what you feel and staying with that. I'm kind of confused. People saying you're being wishy-washy. So are you saying that if someone makes a hot song, you're just going to say the song is sucks because you don't like the person? What does that mean?
Yeah,
does that make sense?
To me, being wishy-washy would be not coming on camera, listening to Cardi B, that song, in the background and sitting up here tearing her a new one on live.
Exactly.
Like, I'm a living
exactly.
my truth. I said what I said about her there, but just like I can say what I can say about her on camera, I can also tell you, hey, I actually like this song on camera. See, a lot of people like to, you know, live and dwell in the negativity.
And
listen,
that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate because that's not what this channel is about. You're about the music, and that's why I F with you, and that's why I love you, because you can separate how you personally feel about someone and just solely judge the song. And you're solely judging the song. It doesn't matter who made the song. If you dislike the person, it has nothing to do with the song being high. And the song is high. And you came out and said it. And that's why I am with you, because you were honest. We already know you're not a big fan of Cardi B, but the fact that you can come on right now and say, I like the song, I love it, that shows that you're about strictly the music and nothing else. Nothing else. So I'm proud of you and Mom for doing it. If people don't like it, that's unfortunate. You know, try to be more happier in your life. Try to be more positive. But if someone makes a hot song, who cares if you think the person did something foul 2 days ago? It has nothing to do with the song that just came out. So that's why I like that
right.
you're judging the song. You're separating yourself from the way you feel about her, and you're saying how you feel. And I love that about it. Good job.
That's just like R. Kelly. So now all of a sudden you don't like any R. Kelly songs because you would be lying. But you
yes.
get, but you
oh,
get what
I
I'm saying? That's just like a person would be lying to know all the things that R. Kelly has done to say that you, so now you don't like any R. Kelly songs. You'd be lying. You would
well,
be lying.
Personally, I still think R. Kelly is the king of R&B. I mean, I love R. Kelly. I mean, I can judge what, separately, I can judge his music. He's a musical genius, and I listen to his music all the time. So that's like me saying, oh, I don't like R. Kelly because, you know, no, I would be lying. That's a perfect example. So the fact that you can come out and say this song by Cardi B, hot, I am so proud of you. I when I heard you say that, I was like, that's what I'm talking about. You better just judge the music, separate the way you feel about that person, and say how you feel. I know people want you
yes.
to come on right now and say the song sucks, blah, 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 but you'd be lying. You'd be being phony, and that's not you.
And I'm not going to be fake or phony, you know what I mean? I just, because whether you agree with me or not, as long as I'm being real, because fake or phony to me would literally be me liking the song and not telling anybody about it.
Exactly.
That's fake or
exactly.
phony.
If
you get what I'm saying?
Right
so,
now and said you didn't like the song, I'd be surprised. I'd be like, really? This song is hot. If you said you did
right.
not like the song, you came on and said that. But I just want to tell you, Armand, no matter who calls in and says you're being wishy-washy, stick to your guns, okay?
Thank you.
I love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye. Okay, 2795. Uh-oh, I don't know where he at. Or is it 2597? No, I don't see 2795. Okay, we'll take another one. Y'all are really crazy. I knew we was going to get into that, so that's why I came ready for y'all hosts today. 90000, you live on the air. Okay, 6138 is next. Okay. 9000, 9000, come on.
Hey, Amar.
Hey, what's
Amar.
Going on? Hey.
Hey, I ain't seen you in about 3 months. Hey.
Okay.
Hey, I ain't seen you in about 3 months. You know I'm the one counting around your mama age with the twins. I'm back.
Hey.
That's right, baby. You standing your truth. Don't let nobody change you. Do you? And just like you just said about my man R. Kelly, I buy it, I'm going to listen to it, and I'm going to do me, and I ain't studying this crap. I am nobody tells me what to do. I tell my children, keep it moving. Don't hold on to the negativity. I don't care if that's what's there. You told the guy right. Keep it moving, because positivity, we need a lot more of that in this world today. Do you.
Thank you. Well, here's the thing, too. In this business, you have to be able to objectively, you know, and I'm learning it. Like, I'm literally learning it every day, like, to be able to talk and, you know, speak clearly and try to not let my emotions, like get the best of me, even when I get frustrated or when I don't have, like, I'm literally trying to, you know, be even kilter, because you have to be able to get up there and talk with these people on these larger platforms and not just look like, okay, you know, I just hate her for all of this. Yes, we can talk about this and we can talk about this. So I'm learning. It's a learning curve. It's a learning process for me too. So, but I'm not going to sit up here and ignore that. But because maybe a person felt like maybe Monday, this is what I should be still talking about today. I didn't want to talk about that yet. It's just that we're not, you know what I mean? We're not there yet. We talk about music on this platform as well. So, I mean, I just, you guys, I don't know. Like I said, this is not for everybody. All right, so let's take this one. I think this is Jerry 2597 first, and then we got another one. Thank you for the super chat, boo. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, what's going on, babe?
Nothing. What's going on? I know you don't like Cardi.
Oh, you know I can't stand her ass. But anyway, excuse my language, but I did want to say you have a right to your opinion, babe. You have a right to your opinion. If you like the song, you like the song. But I'm going to say this. I can't stand that dumb song. I can't stand the song.
Oh.
I can't stand Fat Joe. I can't stand Cardi. The song is terrible. It sounds like it was made before. And I just don't want, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear Fat Joe. I'm over Fat Joe. He needs to sit down somewhere and help Remy Ma with her album. Cardi B, she need to go sit down somewhere with that terrible red lipstick that she had on her lips. I couldn't stand that. She looked like Hart White on top of Ganja Burns.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm just sitting there like, girl, can you just get over the fact of the Nicki whole thing? I don't like the fact that she went down the same road Nicki did with the coming at Kim. She could have came down her own road and was like, you know what? Forget it. If they don't like me, they don't like me, whatever. I'm going to just do my own thing. She came out looking like Nicki on that video on her white. And I'm just like, come on now, girl, get over it. I wish
okay.
Nicki would too. But at the same time, I'm just like, this video, I wasn't feeling the
okay,
video.
So
I wasn't feeling
the
song.
I challenge, this is what I would do. And, you know, maybe, and honestly, this is going to really be you being honest. And anybody else that's going to call in and say that they don't like Cardi B, which I, listen, I'm okay with this. But let's just be real here. I want every person that is a detractor of Cardi B to honestly tell me that they don't know any lyrics to any of her songs. They've never bounced their head to one of her songs.
I know, you
never
got me messed up. I know a couple of her songs, honey. I love a couple of her songs. I do like Vodak Yellow. I love Money. Money
wait,
was
wait,
my
wait,
jam.
Wait,
I used to bump
wait,
that
wait,
up
wait,
and
wait,
down.
Wait. So you get to like her songs. So you do
I
like
can like
her
songs. I can separate the artist from the artist. You know, the artist from the art, and you know, the personal stuff. I can do that. That's why I said I respect your opinion.
Oh, okay.
You
okay.
have a right. You know what I mean? You have a right to your opinion on how you feel about her song. You like the song. And you have a right to that, babe. But at the same time, I didn't. Okay. I didn't like the song.
Okay, I get it.
I didn't care for the song. That's why I said what I said about Fat Joe, her, all them. He need to go sit down and go help Remy get another album,
True.
Get something. Anyway, but I just wanted to say that. And you have
Thank
a right
you.
To your opinion. Don't let nobody tear you down, honey. And I don't think
Thank
the
you.
Guy was trying to tear you down. I think he was just trying to say how other people might have felt. But don't worry about that. You can only speak how you want to speak and feel how you want to feel. You can't worry about what the hell somebody else thinks.
See, I don't be worried about these callers. These callers be on all kind of different lives discussing me and discussing this and discussing that. Chow, once I realize you one of them callers, I don't even matter. See ya.
Yeah, but see, all you right. already had a video talking about the, you know, the things that she did not too, last week. I mean,
right.
you know, during the weekend or whatever. And you already had that. So you're trying to separate the art, you know, trying to separate the music from, you know, the personal bull crap. You know, and you have
yes.
a right to that. Ain't this what the channel's about?
Right.
I mean, come on.
Come on, child.
So,
thank you.
I love you, babe. Thank you so much for letting me back on. Oh, it's a hoe.
Hey, it's a hoe. All right. Okay. Child, let me tell y'all something. Here's the thing about y'all callers. My people be all over the internet. I be trying to figure out so much shit sometimes. So sometimes I don't see everything. But sometimes, listen, the same people be calling into everywhere. So if I, like, one, some people, if my people be telling me, listen, girl, this, that caller was just dragging you on here, throwing shade at you here. Oh, this person was in that chat. So I see it. People send it to me. So when the people call in with their different opinions, it goes in one ear and out the other, because typically my people have already told me about you. Okay? Let's just put it out there. So let's keep it moving. Uh, 614-1842, you live on the air. Hello. Okay, so y'all not ready. Cardi B cured. Oh, somebody donated, said Cardi B cures HIV. Oh, that's stress. She can do, can't do anything right. Y'all is crazy. Listen, we are just talking about this song, y'all. Y'all would think most people would want you to be a little bit more objective and logical, y'all. We have to do it. I know some of you guys are like, I can't stand Armand. This is that moment where some of you guys are going to be like, you hate me. But this is the part of the business. Because when I say that I didn't like something about Nicki Minaj, you guys flip on me and say that I am, you know, I'm supposed to love everything that Nicki does. I don't love everything that Nicki does. Everything that Nicki does is not golden. Nicki Minaj is still a person and she's not perfect, okay? And see, that's a lot of the problem. Like, I've been telling you guys this for a long time. You, people need to be real, okay? People need to be real. If you don't like the song, that's fine. That's your personal thing. I like the song. I think she looked nice with the record. I'm going to take some more calls, though. 704-7643, you live. Oh, oh, wait, you know what? I didn't get that one. Sorry. I didn't get the 6138. Sorry. 6138.
6138.
Just want you to know I will be getting the show shut down. And
thank you, babe.
You
listen, hold on.
Ask.
Let me ask you something. Why haven't you gotten it shut down yet?
I did.
Because you stupid. Girl, you're going to have to get you a better phone service before you can shut my phone. I mean, my show down, girl. You on there on Boost Mobile. Y'all really trying to test my patience today, y'all. Y'all really trying to have me. But this is what I need, because people, y'all trying to really have me act up into like old Armand with the green screen, with the fuzzy camera, you know, that will go click out. You get, I feel it. This is really testing me today. Y'all really trying to itch me right now. But you know what? We're going to get through the show. I'm not going to leave. I'm going to keep taking some more callers. Y'all fucking with me today. But y'all not going to bully me. 912-8453, you live on the air.
Hey, what's up? You can hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I felt like the video wasn't that great. I can tell you exactly what I didn't like about the video. I felt like the whole scenery and everything, I felt like she was just there. Like, they put her there, but she wasn't, you know what I'm saying? It was like the outfits and the theme and everything was wearing her. She wasn't wearing it. So I really wasn't feeling it like that.
And that's okay. But are you a Cardi fan or are you not a Cardi fan, period?
Oh, yeah. I like Cardi.
Okay, you just didn't feel
like
the video.
Nicki. No, I felt like the theme and everything, I felt like it was Nicki, you know what I'm saying? I felt like they put all that stuff on her, but she wasn't wearing the thing. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't giving it to me. She was just shaking ass and stuff, but it really wasn't doing that for me. Like, I felt like she needed to wear it.
I think it gave me life.
She wasn't doing it. It was wearing her. She wasn't wearing it. That's just how I felt about it.
But you right, 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 you right. I could see. I mean, I could see that because that's always
where I'm coming from.
Well, that's and but I think that's why I liked it because for almost up until this point, I always felt like everything had been wearing her. You know what I mean? And she wasn't wearing. I kind of finally felt like she was the stripper in this video. Like she was, you know, okay. I was here for that. Like I was here for it. Like I'm not gonna front. I was here for the bow, 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 bow. Okay. Like come on. Yes, that got me up. And so when it gets me up in my spirit, y'all, I gotta talk about it. Like it got me up in my spirit. I liked it.
Okay, I can see how you could feel like that, but I still feel, you know what I'm saying, everybody got different opinions on it.
Yeah.
But I can see how you can feel that. I can see because you feel like, well, she was doing her little stripper thing or whatever, so you felt like they were bringing the stripper out. You know what? Actually, I can see that now. I can see
like,
it now.
Like, finally, because every time she dances, it's like, girl, are you kidding me? You were a stripper. Like, it just never looked like it was no beat. Finally, the little stuff she was doing, she had a little attitude to it. So I was like, okay, she's finally kind of coming into it. You know what I mean? Just like I also said, the Post Malone French Montana record was trash, but we cannot ignore the fact that Cardi's flow has gotten better.
Yeah.
It has.
Oh, that's another thing I didn't like. I didn't like the rapping either. I didn't like that part.
Well, yeah, you know, I'm not really.
I felt
I'm
like
not
the
really
rapping was a little off.
The rapping is always gonna be off, but it's better than it was. Like you get what I'm saying? Like yeah, like I think for me it wasn't just the rapping that did it for me. I think it was the whole little element of her look and how they set it up and just her little vibe. Like it was more of the mood of her in the video that I kind of liked, and I liked the song. The rapping, I mean, she's got a little attitude. You know what I'm saying? Like it was cool. Was it Nicki Minaj? No, we know that though. But I'm just saying, like, it was cute for what she did. Like, okay, girl, this was cute.
Okay.
All right,
thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Y'all want me to be a hater so bad. I cannot be that negative, y'all. Like, I cannot pretend to like music. First of all, I don't dislike her. So, you know what I mean? And so I'm not going to be the one that's going to be researching her baby daddy, father, auntie, mama, pulling up dirty receipts on it. Like that's just, if it's out and it come, then we going to talk about it. But to me, I don't do that. I don't want to do that on anybody because that's very low vibrational to me. For me, it makes me feel low. So if we can talk about, if she do some F stuff, we going to talk about it. I'm going to read her on it. And if she do some cool stuff, I'm going to talk about it. And I'm going to let her know that, okay, this is what I can rock with. It is what it is. Just like I would tell my friend, just like what I would tell somebody I knew in the street, listen, that was trash. This was cool. It is what it is. Like, I just don't understand how that's not registering to some of y'all. You live on the air.
I already spoke to you. I don't think you want to speak to me again.
No, we can't talk to you again, but go ahead. Since I pulled you again, you just want here. Go ahead.
I just can't believe the hypocrisy. I can't.
Why?
Because, like, and I think, like, you, oh, man, I can't believe this. I just can't. Nothing is going to change your opinion, but I just don't feel like you're not holding her accountable. And I feel like it's almost funny to you. I think that you're doing this for damage control because you know that video almost got 20,000 hits, and it's like her team might have reached out like, oh, you've been supporting us in the past.
Oh,
what's going
shit.
On? No, I felt like your video was going in the right direction because I feel like there needs to be more black people that's speaking about the issues from this girl. And we just agree. You agreed with me. Let's go back on the video. You said if Nicki did all of this stuff, they would have had her head. Where is that energy at, Armand? Where
is
the energy?
Because this
is not that
conversation.
You know what?
That's still
no.
true, though. You okay?
And
okay,
then
I'm
y'all
gonna
talking
do this
about.
For you want to talk about that? Okay, listen. So, okay, so let me ask you this. Let's just talk about this, bro, because, I mean, you do call and you talk. So let's talk about
let's
this.
Let's get into
okay. So you want to sit and talk about Cardi B's statements last week with Access Hollywood.
Yes.
Yes, okay, that's fine. But that was not this topic today. So you don't
so
understand how I'm saying
it?
That we could. No, it's not that we're over. We just are not talking about that right now. But it's not
to
that
Bill
it's
Cosby,
being
listen.
Dismissed.
listen, let me ask you a question. Could Bill Cosby have allegations released on Friday and then he has a new show announced on Monday and we're just so happy because the pilot or whatever, that the commercial looks great? No, it doesn't work like that, and you know exactly what you're doing. And you know what? I'm off of this conversation because I'm uncomfortable.
Okay.
Because I know you know what you're doing. You know exactly what's going on.
No, because you want me to sit up here and read Cardi for blood all day. I'm not going to do that right now. Not on this.
And
this
I don't think that's fair.
About right here.
I don't think it's fair to call the other YouTubers who might call her out on her actions low vibrational. That's pretty mean, Armand. They call her out.
What I'm saying is it is low vibrational for me to sit here and wake up and try to drag people all day. For me, Armand, that doesn't do anything for my spirit. It just doesn't. That's why I have to stop exposing transgenders and stuff like that. I used to do that stuff. I didn't feel good. I did not feel good. You know what I'm saying? I didn't feel good after. And I wouldn't want nobody doing
that to me. We all agreed that this was a chopped cheese eating talentless Latina, and you're still supporting her. And you even said she was untalented before. This is a damage control episode, and I know exactly what's going on. So we're going to praise her video, and, you know, she'll see it, and then she'll read the comments, and then she's going to be dissatisfied again.
Okay. Thank you. Stupid. So stupid. Yep, I'm on Cardi B. Listen, the whole thing is Cardi B probably would never see this video because she only watches the videos where I am trashing her. And so this is not to try to do any damage control or do anything like that. And before y'all start running with this year narrative of, oh, he said this about other YouTubers. Listen, if you feel hit, holler, but don't send it my way because I can't tell you that I'm going to give up. Okay? Because for me, I don't wake up every day and say, what dirt am I going to expose on this person today? If they do some F stuff, I'm going to talk about it that day. If they do some stuff that I want to talk about, that's fine. I don't go looking for dirt on people. It's just, I don't rock like that, period. It is what it is. 732-4488, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. I just wanted to talk about your video. It was a while ago. It was called Humble Pie, and I loved it. When you were just sitting there saying, I'm sorry, we don't drip the same. After that,
okay.
I watch you every time you're on. I thought it was great.
Okay.
And honestly,
okay.
I think that you're the next Howard Stern, but we're going to just put that out there.
Okay.
You
know what? A lot of people have been saying that. And listen, in order to be that way, I feel like you have to be able to go back and forth and be in, not back and forth in a kind of biasy kind of way, but be able to step on the other side and give honest critiques about people that you may not like. But you have to acknowledge
Absolutely.
That, hey, I may not like you, but that's not bad.
No, it's really not. And, you know, I can't wait. As far as Cardi, you know, I like to call her, you know, I don't want to talk about the C word. I'm a fan of Cardi, but, okay, I'm a little older, so I grew up during, like, the Biggie era and Lil Kim, and I watched her come up, and, of course, I'm a Nicki fan, and, of course, I'm a Cardi fan. I think that they're all in their own class. However, I don't think that Cardi has the mental fortitude to really go on this journey. And I do think that Nicki's got the mental fortitude because she just doesn't get triggered so quick. Cardi is just an open book. After what she did the other day, it was just too much. Like, I get it. She wants to punch people in the face. I get it. I'm from New York. But that was just low. It was just low.
Mm-hmm.
However, her video was awesome. We're gonna dance to it. She's going to come out with something in 2 weeks, and we're going to dance to it again. There's just this little knot in our stomachs, you know. And
right.
You just
well, and
see
here, and here's the important part of it. Yes, people do things like that. People do things that are kind of jacked up all the time. However, are we really being honest with ourselves if we say, "Hey, you know, I have to be honest with me. Did I like what she did? Was it distasteful? Absolutely. But did I enjoy that song? Yes. So I'm today I'm saying, hey, I enjoy this song, but I'm not saying because I like this song, you know, let's forget about what she said. No, she still should be held accountable, and whatever actions are taken towards her for that reason, I mean, for what she said, she has to pay her dues. However, you made a good song, girl, but that still doesn't erase the things that you've done, the things that you do. But I think a lot of people want people to be held into just like negative space, even when it's not even that, like, that's not even what we're on right now. You get what I'm saying? I get it,
yeah.
But we're not even on that.
No, it doesn't have to go there. And she's from New York, and you just know, you just don't, your mother, like, what if this guy's mom really had AIDS? Like,
right.
Hello? That's just wrong. Your mother? And she's, okay, first, when she was saying, oh, he did, you know, they switched my words around, I can get how that could be really, really frustrating. Then I go listen to the interview, and she said those words. If they want to twist it, you could just, she said those words. And I'm sure it's happening. I'm sure other people are watching her child. I mean, I work a full-time job, and I had to get people to watch my children. If I was going on tour and jumping on jets, of course someone's going to be watching my child. It's okay. You know, it's just, it's okay. Like, no one really cares until you just, I don't even know what it was. Taking it to the gutter, I don't even know what that was. And honestly, I've been listening to her since Gangsta Bix, you know, my niece showed me this. I mean, I'm 45. I'm not in the game like that, but of course I'm going to listen to this stuff. My niece was like, oh, you have to check out this girl, and she's on Love and Hip Hop, and she does. She's got something. I don't know what it is. She's got this hook. She's got this way. I mean, really, here's how it is. I feel like if I ever met Nicki Minaj, she maybe give me a dirty look and look at me up and down. You know what I mean? I feel like if you meet Cardi, she's going to hug you and you want to do shots with her. And I think that that's what she's got. You know, she's kind of like the friend that you have to say, shut up, don't say that, are you crazy? You know what I mean?
Right.
Honestly, and then she gets on the next day, hi, I just want everyone to know that. So I think this is something mental, I really do. She goes from 100 to 1, 100 to 1.
Yes, like, yes.
Where are you? But, Armand, I'm so happy for you, and I enjoy
you
so much.
Thank
you. I really do.
Thank you so much.
And,
thank you.
You know, just do what you do. And, you know, I'm here, and I do love the song, and I will go see her on tour and everything, you know. But
thank you.
Just,
you're
just
mad
be
at
well,
her.
Armand. No, I'm a little mad. Yeah, she's that kind of friend. We're like, are you crazy? You know, you're
drunk. That's what I'm saying. So, and I'm a fan of her too. That like I said. So back to the music. The song was released. I liked the song, and that's kind of what I was on today. I was not even on the whole other stuff because, to me, we said what we said on that. You know what I mean? And now, what is that going to do to keep bringing that up and just beating that to death? Like, you know what I mean? Like, we
people listen to her that behave like that every day. You know, so it's not so shocking to other people. And, oh, God, you should come to New York. And also, you have to get that girl that was on Tasha K, that woman. They did an interview with her.
You've got to stop doing it.
I don't want to say the T word.
So y'all go on these other people channels and be shouting
people
out.
No, that's a T word. I'm sorry.
Dang, why y'all, like, y'all always, and then I'm throwing shade when I'm saying don't do it. You know what I'm saying?
No. I'm sorry, but
okay, we
got to
go. I love you.
I love you too. Bye.
Bye. Oh, y'all get on my nerves with that. And then it's like, oh, he's throwing shade at this person. Nah, bitch, I'm not throwing shade. Do y'all go over there and do these? Don't bring up nobody over here that don't support me. Bring up Star. That's who support me. Shout out Daytime T. That's people that make themselves visible in the comments. You know what I'm saying? That shout me out. That girl, that is so annoying. Y'all be doing that. And then when I be like, don't do it, then I'm throwing shade. No, I'm not throwing shade, but do y'all go and promote me on their channels? Do they go and shout me out? No. So do not plug nobody that don't support me over here. Period. Period. Assumptions. I met Nicki in Amsterdam. So I said, you just blacked her. Yeah, because I'm like, I tried to give y'all the rules for your game in a nice way. Because, you know, I can't say nothing without somebody saying I'm throwing shade. When it's like, girl, all right, I'm done playing with y'all. Stop playing with me in the comments. Stop playing with me in the comments. Stop playing with me on these phone lines, girls. Because I don't send my people over to be calling in on people's shows doing that. So don't do it over here. Assumptions. I met Nikki in Amsterdam, and she hugged me and a few others. She even took 4 fans to lunch. Wow. Shout out to that. Oh, we still got a couple more minutes. We getting into a thorough show today, okay? Y'all have, let me tell you something. This Cardi topic has really, listen, look, now this is where y'all gonna think this is a damage control. Mind you, I'm not getting paid from this by Cardi B. And Cardi B, if somebody from your team is watching this, look at how I'm getting dragged for my people for you, you heifer. And I'm just trying to, you know, be, what is that? You know, I'm just trying to be honest with the fact that I like the video. But when you do dumb shit like you said on Friday, they want me to continue to beat you down for the stupid stuff that you said. The people don't get over it. So you make it hard for the blog. Somebody needs to send this to her. Somebody needs to chop this up for her. When people want to try to say good things about your music, when you do these dumb things, you get people. How many people we got on here watching this shit right now? Because now Cardi done pissed me off. Because now I can't even do what I like to do. I don't want to just necessarily talk. And like I said, I said it's low vibrational, and it is to me. Because I don't want to sit here in front of 813 people to sit here and talk about people's dirty laundry and disease all damn day. That does not move me. Okay? I would much more rather talk about the music, the costume, and the performance. But Cardi B, when you do shit like you did on Friday, you make my job harder when I'm trying to give you a compliment. We got a bunch of people over here now wanting me to talk about the bullshit that you pulled on Friday. So guess what you get to do? You get to make my job harder too. Because I don't want to talk about that shit all day. Now that I got that out, somebody needs to make sure she get that. But anyway, (704) 7643, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Armand? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, my goodness. That was really funny. What's up? This is Dee Dee. I'm calling from Charlotte.
Shout out to Charlotte.
And,
oh, so you wait, hold on. This is slightly off topic. So the baby is from Charlotte, huh?
Yeah, I love the baby.
Yes. Me too. Yes. Okay, so go ahead.
The whole album is fire.
Yes.
But in relation to this, by the way, it's your show. You can talk about whatever you want on your show. Nobody is setting up those cameras and everything, you know, putting up, you know, the pictures and stuff, doing editing your videos, whatever.
Child, they show
it's
ain't
your show.
And it'd be the main ones with it's the main ones with the opinion that don't donate super chat or members or nothing. So what y'all saying, it don't even matter to me because they just be trying to stir up mess anyway. But go ahead.
Period.
Poo.
Oh my gosh. But in relation to first, hello. I didn't know exactly what you were on live about. And then so I went to the live and then I realized you were talking about the video. So I went and went to the video and watched the whole video. And then I went back to the live. And so I decided to call in. So about just the video, the music, I am, you know, I like Cardi B and everything. And, of course, I am a number one. I'm a Nicki Minaj fan. She's always number one for me.
Period.
But I like Cardi B, you know. And so in relation to just this song, it's not that great. To me, the feeling that I got from it, like in the beginning of the video, with the ladies smoking the cigars and stuff, it gave more of a Caribbean Latino celebration vibe.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. No. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying this is just the vibe that I got from it, you know? And it's just like reggaeton. It's more reggaeton more than hip-hop to me, you know?
That's how I feel. You know, I feel that. But that goes into my other piece, that all three of those were Afro-Latinos. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, in that hip-hop record. So, I don't know. I still like the record. I like the song. I do like the song. I cannot pretend like I didn't like the song, y'all. I did.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not a bad song, but it ain't a great song either. And as far as, like, whoever edited the video, because I look at little things, and whoever edited the video didn't do a good job, because a lot of the raps is off sync. It's not good. But, I mean, that's just because I pay attention to stuff like that. But and as far as her dancing and stripping, you know, I feel like she displayed more of her stripping capabilities in the Money video than this video. This was just about ass.
And I live for it. Maybe that's what it is. Because I'm like, come on, give me the booty. I live for it. But all right. Thank you, caller.
You're welcome. Love you.
Bye. All right. So if you guys didn't get through on this round, make sure you guys are here for our next round.